You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing.
Happy Halloween from Two Guys, One Podcast.
I tried to do that in a scary Halloween voice. Hey, Roddy. Happy Halloween.
Hello, Brian, the Hitman Harris. How are you?
The Hitman. That's new.
Hitman.
That's new. How'd you come up with that? I like it.
It's not new.
No?
Well, actually, I beg to do, you know that's not. That's an old. That's one of your old. All right, let me tell you. So.
Remind me.
Matt Grigg used to be on the tennis team at Purdue with you. And he told me the story one time of you guys just got your asses whipped by like Midwest Lothian college, JC.
Sounds
and you came into the, yeah, so you walk in to the locker room afterwards, whipping your towel around, and you're smacking dudes in the nuts. And you go, hey, Hitman's here, Hitman's here. And that name was bestowed upon you that day. That's what I understood.
Wow, because those for slapping towels in the locker room, that's
yeah,
that's a little less regal than I was hoping for.
No, there's nothing regal about it.
No, just a little slap and tickle in the locker room. That's
okay. That's what you get. That's who you are. That's the Hitman.
All right. Well, when I tell this story, I'll probably spin it a little bit differently. But okay,
you do what you need to do.
The Hitman's good. I'll stick with that. So, Ronnie, happy Halloween, brother. What's your...
I know.
What about Halloweens of yore? You know, do you have a favorite Halloween costume you've donned dating back even to your youth? Or anyone that was a huge bust? You know, one that you thought, God, that really didn't work out as well as I'd hoped.
Well, when I was little, I think my biggest success, and I think I was in elementary school, I dressed as one of the Jawas from Star Wars. And it had like these cool little sunglasses that had like red little lights that used to flicker on and off. And I remember the reason I remember this is because toward the end of the night, and you know, I mean, how old was I? 7 or 8. So I barely remember, but I remember that one of the homes saw me as a Jawa. They wanted to take my picture and then they gave me a king size candy bar. And that was like the first time I had ever seen that, you know, like, holy shit, these guys are giving away king size bars. And I'm, you know, most people are giving away like candy corn and Tootsie Rolls, and this dude throws down with a king size Snickers. So that was my biggest hit. What about you?
Well, I'll tell a story from my adulthood, which is we went to a Halloween party when we lived in LA very last minute, and kind of didn't make it to the Halloween store in time to get anything. So I ended up wrapping a bunch of medical bandages around me in hopes of pulling off a mummy. Into a person, everyone thought I was just trying to be like a burn victim. So it wasn't exactly the look I was going for. So it was
still, though, it's a costume.
It was an epic failure, but you know, I tried to do that. And actually, going back to trick or treating for a second, then we can get into a couple of the Halloween related tidbits we have prepared for today. What about the, how weak is the move, you know, when someone's too lazy to actually answer the door, so they just set out a tray on the front porch with the please take one side, and then there's always one kid who just dumps the entire, you know, tray into the bag. What about the, you know, that move? And then also the move of people that are super health conscious, and they leave like apples or mm-hmm. oranges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, for one thing, I think we're actually going to see more of that this year, like more of the, hey, take one or leave it on a tray or put it on a table type thing, just so people don't have to, you know, have like that contact. But I know what you mean. Like, and I was such an honest kid. Like, I would just take one, you know, and then the kids around would like take their whole handfuls. You know, I've seen that kid too that dumps the whole bowl in his bag. I mean, good for him, right?
You take two, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, no, I might have taken two, but I was never that guy that took the whole bowl, you know? So let me tell you this though. Like you would get like the occasional apple or orange, and those were going right in the trash, right?
Yeah.
Not even fucked. Because back when I was little, the scare was, oh, someone's going to stick a razor blade in the apple.
Right.
And you're going to bite it and you're going to cut your lip.
Yeah.
So I was afraid. So we threw all the fruit away. My parents, though, thought they were clever. They used to give out cans of soda to kids. And they had it. Their story was, oh, kids love it because they love pop and all the kids candy, so they have a can of soda. I'm like, yeah, mom, could you imagine carrying that can of soda around for 3 hours, trick or treat, and you get home, it explodes all over your face?
Yeah. That's
so anyway,
true. That's true. It gets
a little heavy.
Back. Yeah. Well, good stuff, man. Well, listen, I hope you have a happy Halloween. I thought one of the things that would be
you
fun
too.
To do today is, Ron, I prepared some iconic audio tracks for you here.
I thought that you might.
You thought I might, you know, in the Two Guys One Podcast research studio here. I thought what we might try to do here, we're going to go kind of easiest to hardest. I need to know, you being the movie buff that you are, how many notes you think you need to nail each of these tracks, and we'll just get into them here. I'm going to start with the easiest, or we could go another way where I just guess how long it's going to take you. I think this first one, in my opinion, you're probably going to get right off the top. Like, I think you maybe need 3 notes on this tops.
I mean, I don't know. I think if you play the Halloween sound, I'm going to get it right away. And then if you play something from like Chucky, I'm not going to know it at all. So,
well, I got to read.
I'm guessing your first one's going to be Halloween or Friday the 13th.
No, it's not. I was going to do that.
Okay.
Maybe Halloween.
Well, then give me
in here.
Okay. Well, that's good because everyone would get that anyway. Why don't you go ahead and I will take, I'm going to say I can guess this song in 5 notes.
Okay. Here we go.
That's the Exorcist.
Boom. God, you are good. I knew you'd be good.
That's a beautiful song, by the way.
It's really good. And
I love
that. As we go through these, we should talk about how we feel about these films. Exorcist is pretty high up there for me. How about you?
It's got to be number one.
Number one?
Exorcist.
Wow.
I think Exorcist is number one. I mean, we can get into movies after this if you want to, but I have some really good thoughts on movies for Halloween.
All right, well, let's do that, and but we'll move on to the second choice. How many notes do you need for this one, you think? Because you nailed that one.
So they're going to get harder as we progress?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of mix them up a little bit. This next one, I think, might be a little bit harder. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's try it in 5.
Okay, here we go. Any guesses?
Can you play it again?
Yep. Here we go. Give me 5 again.
That's coming through really low. I can barely hear that.
Oh, well, of course you'd use that excuse. I'll crank it up and give you one more shot at it. Here we go.
Is that Teen Wolf?
No. I'm going to let it play for a while. Let's just see where you jump in and get it here.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Is that Rocky Horror Picture Show?
There you go.
Not for very much longer.
This is a great one too, man.
I've got...
I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen it.
Oh. I mean, it's... I'd say it's obviously a different style of Hollywood or Halloween film. It's not exactly scary, but pretty classic.
Maybe we'll just...
And obviously a cult following with that film even today, you know? People dress up and go...
Yeah, maybe... We'll just roll up a fat joint and watch that movie tonight.
You should. I think that would be a great outcome. Okay, here we
go.
This one I absolutely love. I think you'll get this one pretty quick. Let's jump into this one here.
Is that Lost Boys?
Yes, sir. How great is this?
It's awesome. I forgot about that movie, dude. That's a great movie. A lot of good actors in there.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Both Coreys.
Yeah. It still holds up, too, man. I mean, what was that, like mid-80s, mid-80s maybe? Something around that?
Yeah. Great vampire flick. Oh, yeah.
Totally still holds up, you know?
Yeah, I think this was maybe late 80s. Like 80, 87.
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda and I actually watched this at the tail end of the summer, just on a retro film night, and we're like,
yeah.
It still holds up.
Good stuff.
And that was right in Kiefer Sutherland's heyday, too, right? Like, Flatliners. Whatever happened to that guy?
Kiefer, I think he starred in 24, which was like one of the biggest hits Fox ever had.
He starred in 24? Yeah. Oh, that was huge.
Yeah. I think for like 9 seasons of 24. And then he shot a Quibi 24 style. I didn't catch it, though.
Okay, here we go. Yep. I never saw that. I did watch all 24, though. It was pretty epic. Okay,
yeah,
let's jump into this next one. You're going to need probably two notes for this one. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Actually, this one may stump you. I don't know. We'll see. Here we go.
Is that American Werewolf in London?
No.
The Frightening?
No. I think you'll get it here in a minute. I'll give you a hint. Retro, traditional slash film. There's probably like four or five of them.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No. You know, I probably should have queued this up a little further in the track because the real iconic part of this soundtrack is a little bit past this intro, so it's I wasn't really playing fair on this because this first part's
that's all right.
Mainly
what is it?
An intro. Well, I'll give you a hint. The last name of the lead character rhymes with Luger. And the first name.
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Rhymes with.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, but play the part that you think I would have gotten.
Yeah, it's coming up here.
I don't really remember the song to the film.
I know. Like I said, I can only fast forward.
Well, actually, now that you tell me what it is, now it is kind of coming back to memory.
You know that dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I mean, the soundtrack is like 9 minutes long, so.
Maybe are we going to listen to the whole thing?
Maybe I should have edited.
I'm going to pop some popcorn here. What else you got?
Okay, let's keep going here.
And I'm sure you have, like, what, about 20 more of these?
I got a couple more. Just a couple more. This one's going to be really difficult. Well, let me ask you this. Have you stayed in tune with, like, modern, quasi-modern horror films? Are you a horror film guy?
No, not really. Not
you're
really.
Probably not even going to get this.
Was that going to be Insidious?
No, we'll give it a shot.
Annabelle?
This isn't even really a theme song. It's just an iconic part of the film itself. It's an audio track from the film.
Yeah.
Anything?
I don't know why you think I would get it from an audio track of a film.
It's not
really what the game was about.
it's the audio track from the video that's the central theme of The Ring.
The Ring, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, in fact, I remember that you spoiled The Ring for me. I asked you, you're like, hey, you should watch this movie. It's called The Ring. And instead of giving me, like, kind of what it's about, you just told me the ending right away.
Yeah,
and I watched it thinking, okay, but I'm still kind of waiting for something different to happen because I already know about this. So where's the hook? Like, what?
Well, I'm sorry I spoiled that for you. It was probably, in my opinion, the most terrifying horror film maybe ever. I mean, I left that theater.
I don't disagree with you. I think it was really scary, and I told my wife about it, and she was laughing at me, saying how stupid that movie was.
Really? Now, the sequel was a total joke. Where they had, like, the horses running around and killing people and shit. I mean, you know.
I didn't see the sequel. And I know that, actually, The Ring was a remake of a Japanese film, the same name. I think it was pretty much the same storyline, too. But I thought it was great. I think that creeped me out. And that's kind of, like, what I wanted to say. Like, for me, when it comes to me in horror films, I like to feel, like, creeped out. Like, something, necessarily it could really happen, but you walk away feeling like, this has got me like thinking about some weird shit, you know, versus just going to see Halloween or Friday the 13th, which to me are totally enjoyable. I love them. But I usually end up smiling, laughing at the end of those films. Like, right, like, it was a good time. It was a good ride. It's over. Forget about it. But movies like that, like The Ring, like I'm like, ugh, like that's just like a horrible story, you know, which to me, and I wanted to tell you, like people ask me, like, what's your favorite scary film? And like for me, like it might not be a scary film, but like the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, that to me, that's a scary film because that could really happen.
Yeah.
Yes. And the fact that someone delves so deeply into that type of shit, I'm not going to give it away. But that stuff could really happen. And also like Silence of the Lambs. Like, that is scary shit, too. So, for me to feel creeped out, I watch those types of films. And I actually, as opposed to, like, Halloween and Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in fact, there's a film that did not get much publicity at all back in the late 80s called Apology, which is a psycho kind of thriller about a psychologist that decides to take on an experiment where they open a phone line to leave apologies or confessions. And there's like a killer that starts confessing his murders, but because of the client-patient confidentiality, she can't do anything about it. And lo and behold, he starts stalking her. That kind of thing you could actually see happening, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind
of—that's a cool concept for a film too. I never even heard about it.
Yeah, I definitely worth watching. So in that vein, here, let me tee up one more for you here.
Go ahead.
This is, again, a scene from one of the movies.
I just want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom.
This is the Blair Witch.
Yep. And my mom. It's that last scene, you know, right before the camera falls. Yeah. And talk about a great film, by the way. I think the total budget for that film was like a couple hundred grand.
I was very naive.
Oh, my God. They dropped off these kids in the forest with some GPS shit on them.
Yeah, and the way cameras. Yeah, it was really good, right?
So sorry.
Yeah, there wasn't much production at all, right? Like, no professional production to the whole film.
And the way they brought it to market, too, like, there wasn't a lot of fanfare. They just kind of dropped it in theaters. And I think that added to the mystery of it, too.
Right, you know what was kind of cool? Yeah. They dropped it in theaters before we knew that it was fake.
Yeah.
They put it in the theater telling you, like, we found this footage and we're just going to release it. And you know what? The cool thing about that film is if you watch the very last scene.
Insisted that we walk.
The last scene, the camera seems to, like, float as it's going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, the entire film.
Yes.
The camera, you see it steps.
Yeah.
But that last scene, the camera is floating, which I thought that was a cool little. Thing that they threw in.
Yeah, and then at the very, very end, the camera's just kind of laying on the sides, but still rolling. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I might have to watch that one again. All right, well, you mentioned it at the top, so we can't do a Halloween movie tribute without going with this, obviously. And by the way, you know, I can play this if you wanted me to.
No, it's okay.
No, I could. I mean, how great is this? The original Halloween. And by the way, did you see the remake? I never did.
No, I started watching the remake, and you know, I just
got
prefer
pretty good
the
reviews.
Original. The original Halloween is actually very good because there's nothing incredibly supernatural about that one either. You know, he just stalks people the whole time.
Yeah, he's just a crazy psycho that is at a mental institution and was abused as a kid, and he turns into a fucking psychopathic killer. It's believable.
Yeah. So that one, that's pretty good. So the remake of it, I started and I'm like, it's you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't seen it either because I don't want to spoil my memories of the original. I definitely put that in my top three, you know.
Yeah.
So where do you net out? Give me your top three. And you said you're not really a fan of the genre. I kind of am. And for me, some of the more recent ones would be in my list, but I'd like to hear yours.
I'm almost going to tell you, my top three, like, films, I'm like, you know what, it's Halloween season.
Yeah.
Let's watch some scary movies. I would say The Exorcist is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I could watch Silence of the Lambs. I could watch Seven.
Yeah.
So I would just say, even though it's not quite the genre, like, those are the films I like to watch.
How do you come out on Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I actually really like Scream. Scream's the film. So I was living in California, you know, back when you were there. We were all there kind of together. And I went to the movies to watch, Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley?
Yeah.
And there were people behind us that would not shut the fuck up the whole time. They were talking. And I'm like, you know what? I love Chris Farley, and I don't want to watch this movie like this. So I got up. Grabbed my popcorn, walked across the hall, and I walked into Scream. And I think I caught it like just a few minutes when it started. Like, I missed the first 5 minutes. And I thought, you know what? For my money, that is a really good film. It's just a fun film, right? Kind of like kind of makes fun of horror movies in a way, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Did you see, in fact, this may end up on the cutting room floor, but I've got to tell you the story about I Know What You Did Last Summer. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't.
So the premise of the film is that these kids basically run over a stranger and he survives. They leave. It's a bunch of teenage kids. They hit him in their car. They leave and the guy survives and ends up stalking them, right? And this is an absolute true story. We were senior year of college and a group of us, most of whom you know, we decided we were going to go to Indianapolis to go to, of all things, a Pink Floyd laser light show at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. We're leaving the light show and, you know, we had some cannabis product on us. We were with the group that you know well. And so anyway, we're driving and we go through this really dark underpass in Indianapolis on some road trying to get back to the highway. And the underpass is not very well lit. It's really cold outside. And as Jigger drives under the underpass, we hear this loud thumping sound. And we feel this weight of something under the car. And so Jigger slams on the brakes and he pulls forward. But as he's pulling forward, the weight doesn't release. We can still feel it. And we're all sort of thinking in that instantaneous moment, well, it's like a garbage can or something. So Jigger backs up, runs over it again, and then pulls forward, runs over it a third time, and pulls about 50 yards ahead. And we look back and we see this guy lean forward and he's moaning and he's raising his arm in the air. And I'll tell you what, man, it was that one moment of character check, meaning do we leave the scene? Do we wait? Do we call the cops? A couple of us jump out of the car, run back to the guy. As we do, another car comes under the underpass and almost hits us, has to swerve out of the way. And we end up calling the cops. The cops show up. This guy is in terrible shape. He's just moaning and groaning. And when the cops show up, they tell us, they're like, hey, you know, unfortunately, this is a pretty common occurrence because what happens is, unfortunately, these homeless guys, they get wasted, and it just so happens that right underneath these bridges, there's extra warmth. It, like, traps the heat a little bit, and they just get drunk and lay down on these underpasses. They're like, yeah, this happens several times a season, easy. And anyway, so we did the right thing. You know, we could have just, I'm not going to say there wasn't chatter about do we leave, you know, because we were a little buzzed. Do we leave? Are we going to be charged with manslaughter? And we ended up getting the guy's information, checking in on him a few days later. He had like a ruptured spleen and some other things, but he was released and released in good health. As good health as a homeless guy sleeping on the street could be. But man, it was super scary. And the reason I started the story is like literally a week later, I Know What You Did came out. I Know What You Did Last Summer came out. And we went to the theater and saw it, having no idea that it was actually the exact story that we just lived through, you know?
But you guys did the right thing. You guys went back.
Yeah, we went back, checked on the guy. But like I said, man, it was a gut check moment because there was that moment like, wow, we could be really fucked here. What should we do? And
I thought you were going to say a week later we had pledgeship begin and the guy came and was one of the pledges. His name was Ryan Bowers and now he's still your friend to this day.
Well, that would be believable as well, you know, knowing
I think that'd be an embellished way to end that story.
Maybe on the retell next time I'll post that up. But anyway, man, so the little Halloween haunt for you there, that was fun, man. Why don't we now kick down the Halloween music and get into our NFL challenge here as I pull up the scoreboard here, man.
The Bears stunk it up. There's no way to say it. You know what sucks about the Bears? I was just thinking about this, is that we're just going to have a terrible season and we're going to have a terrible 2021 season because we're going to win 9 games. So we're not getting any top draft picks going in. You don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback situation. Nagy's not going anywhere. He's going to stay, which is good. But, I mean, he's got a great record with the Bears. But, I mean, we're going to do well enough where we're not going to get any top picks and we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. So it's just we're, like, in that horrible slot, you know?
Well, are you off the Nick Foles bandwagon, or were you never a Nick Foles guy? Are you a Trubisky guy, or you think the answer is elsewhere? Neither of those two.
I thought that Foles would come in the season a little bit later. Now, he was put in, and he came in, and he performed. But I think what you saw with Foles this past week is he's got zero mobility out there, right? He's an older guy. He cannot move. I mean, it's not his fault. The offensive line is playing like shit, so he needs a line to protect him. I mean, he's got 2 seconds to get rid of that ball. And, you know, his legs are just not like a young guy's legs. Trubisky can get in there. And I definitely think Mitch is going to come back in at some point this year. We're going to see him. I don't know when. I don't know if it's too early. I don't think they're going to put him in this weekend. But we're going to see Trubisky again at some point. And I guess depending on how the season goes after that, we'll see what happens, you know, for next year. But, I mean, this is just
what do you think?
I think we're the worst 5-2 team, you know, out there right now. So, but I think we have about 3 to 4 more wins left this year.
What about old Jim McMahon? You think he might be able to dust off the jersey and get out there for you guys? You know, put the sunglasses on, head on to Soldier?
McMahon coming back in now? Yeah, that might be. We might have him like 3rd or 4th string actually right now.
I have a feeling my man McMahon is stumbling around his apartment answering the iron right now, as much concussion damage as that guy's taken. But who knows?
Actually, he's in
the
there
Cowboys
somewhere.
Could probably use him, you know? The Cowboys are...
I mean, shifting away from, I guess, from our terrible teams, looking at Monday Night Football now, we've got the Bucks going against the Giants. So the Giants are 1-6 right now, and they're a 10.5-point underdog. And this is the Monday night game. All right, Tampa's 5-2. Yeah, over/under is at 47. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna take Tampa Bay -10.5. They're gonna blow them up. They're gonna absolutely destroy it. I wouldn't be surprised if this game finished something like, I don't even want to know, 38-7.
Wow. Well, you know, man, I hate to do it as a policy. I try not to bet on any teams in the NFC East, but I'm going to have to take the G-men. I think that's a lot of points. I think Tampa Bay is playing extremely well, but I don't know, man. I just think 10.5 is too much. So I'm going to be on the other side of the ledger again this week from you, Ron. And, you know, we should also just take a moment to recap where we are, which is I'm tied up with you now 4 wins apiece, as you can see on the leaderboard.
Yep.
You also note that I added 2 burritos to my burrito count, which puts me up at 30.
You did.
I added 2 this
week. Fantastic.
So I'm feeling really good about that. And I went ahead and took the liberty of plotting your weight in there for you, because you were.
Thank you. I see it says plenty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I.
20.
I weigh enough.
So yeah, we'll see how that nets out. I'm glad we've got a heated race now, and that'll do it for us here at Two Guys One Podcast on this special Halloween edition.
There it is. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
See ya.
Be safe out there. And don't eat those fucking apples. If your kids get apples set out for them, just go ahead and get rid of those.
Happy Halloween from Two Guys, One Podcast.